the airy mountain, down the rushing glen. We dare not go a-hunting, for fear of little men.
You see,
nobody ever goes in.
Nobody ever comes out.
You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, Eye in the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois. Welcome back to the Mike Kara Radio Show, I and the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. Currently, my guest is from the great rock and roll band, the Neverly Brothers, Kevin Garagosi. And we've been talking to Kevin all about, what you do, all the different music you play. And now, Kevin, I apologize if I put you on the spot. I know that you love all the music. It is all a part of you. But is there any music in particular, personally, that you just have to make an extra effort to play or listen to, or?
My biggest influence originally was the era, the British Invasion era, and the Beatles, and the Kinks. I would say those two are my favorite bands, probably two of all time, in that pop rock vein, and I loved the music of the Beatles because of the harmonies, well, everything about it, the interesting chord changes and structures, and they broke a lot of rules. The Kinks I like because of their lead singer and songwriter, Ray Davies, who's very sarcastic and has a sharp wit and very keen social commentary. I like vocal harmony. And that's the big thing. You know, I like interesting chords, and I like vocal harmony and nice melodies. So I kind of gravitate to songs that have good vocal harmonies, like those Everly Brothers songs or the Beatles songs or Peter and Gordon. And what often happens is we'll take songs. That's one of the unique aspects of our band is we call ourselves the Neverly Brothers. It's obviously a play on the Everly Brothers. Because what we do is we take those harmonies and incorporate them into songs that didn't have those harmonies in the first place.
Right, and so a lot of different concerts here, and again, we want to take a look at one here on Sunday, July 29th, Concerts of the Green in Frankfurt. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, that's a concert series they have in downtown Frankfurt. It's a quaint little nice expanse. It's an old train station depot, like a gazebo, and a big grass lawn around it. And every Sunday they do a show from 6 to, what time is it? I think 6 or 7 till about 8 o'clock. And so we got hired last year for the first time, and it went over well. So they brought us back again this year. People bring blankets, and they bring chairs, and families, and, you know, older people, young people, children come out and watch the show. I think it's a straight 90-minute show.
Right, and I have to ask, how often do you add a new song or try something new for the Everly Brothers, or do you? I mean, you pretty much have a set playlist, or you find yourself adding songs into the mix?
We like to keep it interesting for ourselves, too, because when you're playing on stages, what you don't realize is that a lot of the people haven't heard you before, so you could play the same set week after week, and you're still exposing it to new audiences all the time. But we're getting close to about 90 songs in our repertoire. In the course of a night, you might only play anywhere from 30 to 40 at the most. So we can keep it mixed up and keep a variety going. And then as far as adding new ones, we have a laundry list of songs we want to continue to add, and we just sort of do those when we have time. So maybe every month we may add two or three songs. It just depends on what we feel like at the moment.
And on average, how long does it usually take the Neverly Brothers to learn a new song?
Well, it's funny because we rarely rehearse. We play so often, and the band's become so tight. Everyone knows their sonic space in the band. The only thing we really need to go over are the vocal harmonies, and usually my brother and I, who sing the majority of those two-part harmonies, will go over those together. Or if our bass player sings a song, my brother and I will go through the background harmonies. We all sing lead vocals, and we all sing harmonies, so the focus gets bounced around between the different individuals, the three of us in the band. And that's another nice aspect of us. There's three vocals. They're all strong. One guy could be singing a harmony on one song, and one guy could the next song he'll sing a lead. And we also, being that our drummer stands up, we line up side by side. There's nobody in the back. There's nobody in the front. It's all shoulder to shoulder, three guys up front.
Right, and as we were mentioning that, you didn't have keyboards or pianos. I mean, is that something that you might add with your band? Are you pretty much set now with the three people in the setup then?
Well, we've talked about that before because we are so basic and as far as the instrumentation goes, earthy or whatever. Our bass player actually does play the piano pretty well, and he can do some of that Jerry Lee Lewis stuff. And eventually, we don't know. That's another thing about when will we write songs? When will we, the next phase of this band, how it evolves? And we're just finding it fun and exciting that it's evolving, and eventually we may add another person or just have that option for a show to add a horn section or add a keyboard player or add a sax player or something like that to the act.
Right, and we'll take a look at in just a minute and some more of your dates, but I want to talk about, your touring, and we know that you go all over the Chicagoland area, and as we're talking off the air, I'm sure if certain, amenities are paid for, such as lodging and airfare, I'm sure you'd be happy to go anywhere basically in the world then.
Yeah, actually, we're a full-time band. That's the other thing about us is we play, 200 dates a year at this point, and it's a mixture of all the different kind of venues I've mentioned, from concert halls to park districts to city or town festivals. And so we've actually played, we're going to be playing it down in Kentucky. We've played up in Minnesota and Wisconsin, Indiana. So, we're trying to expand our territory. In fact, we even talked to a fella whose brother is a big promoter in Ireland, and he thought that our music would go over really well there. So we're going to start a dialogue with him and see where that leads.
Right, and of course, as we all know, that the Neverly Brothers is a live band, is a live concept, but I have to ask about, if the Neverly Brothers ever, get into the studio, records CDs. I mean, is that part of what you do, or is it more just the live shows?
Well, that's also part of the evolution of the band as well. We actually are now in the process of recording for the first time, and I have a studio in my home. So we're taking our time, and we're laying down the tracks. And as you mentioned, when you thought about piano players, would you add this or that? Being in the studio, we have the luxury of recording like the Beatles did or other bands did, and we can dub in different parts. So it's not going to be just a live type recording. We're actually going to be having, I'm going to be using some electric guitars. We're going to be using piano. There's some other percussion instruments, so that it'll actually be a nice, well-rounded studio recording.
Right, and I want to mention another date, that Sunday, August 5th, you're going to be in Decatur Fest. Again, a little bit of a drive, but definitely well worth it, and that's going to be at the North Street Stage. Can you tell us all about that one?
The Decatur Festival, or it's called the Decatur Celebration, is the largest free festival in the state. They have about 10 or 11 stages. It goes on for about 2 weeks. We've been talking to the promoter for a couple years, and he finally found a slot for us, and it's a good night. You know, it's like a three different times we play throughout the course of the day with different, like an hour between. So it's, we're looking forward to that one. And that's one of the larger shows that we've got coming up.
And one thing that I was aware of as far as the Beatles music goes, I know they were heavily influenced by Chuck Berry. I knew Little Richard, but it was very interesting that, you know, some people consider the, you know, the Beatles the greatest rock and roll band of all times, but it's interesting how so much they were influenced and inspired by all these artists, you know, of the past.
Well, that's because rock and roll was an American music form originally. It was formed here. It originated in the United States. That's part of our concept of the act, to bring that to the people's attention. Though people know it, they don't remember that, because we're 50 years removed from the origins of rock and roll, especially young people. So, yeah, the Beatles were listening to, they loved Bebopalula. That was John Lennon's favorite rock and roll song, Bebopalula. 20 Flight Rock was the first song Lennon and McCartney ever played together. In John Lennon's house, when Paul was brought over by a friend of his, they sat there and played Bebopalula on acoustic guitars, and John was impressed by the fact that Paul knew all the lyrics for it, because not many people knew it, I guess, at the time. And so Chuck Berry, the Beatles recorded rock and roll music. They recorded Roll Over Beethoven, Little Richard, Lucille, Long Tall Sally. So they were recording all these great artists' music. Carl Perkins, you know, Honey Don't, and Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, and Matchbox. So besides being influenced by them, they were actually recording their music in their earlier records when the Beatles were about half and half cover songs and originals.
Okay, Kevin, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and everyone that is listening, we want to let everyone know that you are available, like, for weddings, park district, events, block parties, you know, birthday parties, just about anything. If somebody is interested in booking you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you can go to the website, and it's the www.theneverleybrothers.com. It's all spelled out, T-H-E, neverleybrothers.com. And I do all the bookings and the business for the band. So the office line is listed there. It's 708-301-0936. And the mailing address and everything else is all listed there. That's the first way to go about it, to start.
And as we were, you know, mentioning that you do, like, you were mentioning 90 songs, or you have a long playlist, so you're probably in a position that people probably can request actual songs. You probably can't take requests then.
Yeah, we do, to a certain degree. But, I mean, when someone asks us to play, like, Jesse's Girl or something, it's a little bit far removed from our repertoire concept, and then it's not easy to reproduce that very faithfully. And so we kind of stay away from some of those requests that are far afield from what we do.
So no free bird either, huh?
Yeah, well, we actually did it one time. We started playing it and the crowd went nuts. It was hilarious.
Okay, Kevin, that sounds fantastic. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our conversation here. I want to thank you so much, Kevin. Kevin Gargosian from the Neverly Brothers, indeed a rock and roll evolution. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Got a totally awesome band. Again, I have to get those fire engines out in Woodridge. I want to let everyone know that we'll be getting this on a little bit later this afternoon. So to, you know, come out to Westminster Park, which is, not sure about directions, but I believe a few blocks that way. But this isn't a video, so you can't see where I'm pointing, but that's okay. Again, Kevin, thank you so much. My guest, Kevin Gargosian from the Neverly Brothers, and you are listening to the Mike Carroll Radio Show, Eye on the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. Thanks so much for being with us today, and catch us again next time.